ABC Radio Australia.
Now, as we know, Papua New Guinea is one of the few countries in the world that does not have women in their parliament. But there's been a real shift to try and change that at the upcoming election this weekend, with more than 140 women putting up their hand as candidates. Although they'll be contesting against more than 3,000 men for the 118 seats up for grabs, they want to show that women can make a difference. But is that message getting through to female voters? Dubravka Volda has the story.
In Papua New Guinea, scores of people have been attending campaign rallies these past weeks. While many men are standing in the election, among this year's candidates are more than 140 women. And many are fighting for a new political landscape. Dulciana Somare-Brash, the daughter of PNG's first prime minister, is one of the candidates.
All indications suggestive on that there's a movement or certainly an uprising. I can't speak for all the other electorates in Papua New Guinea, but I can see, I can say that in very general terms, when you see what's happening in social media, certainly the day-to-day politics in Papua New Guinea is shifting now, where I guess the importance or the absence of women on the floor in political leadership is so stark.
Many of the women candidates are lobbying for better health, education and infrastructure services, among other things. Some women are contesting seats with more than 30 male candidates, and campaigning has been fierce. But what do female voters think about them?
Just by looking at it from previous decades, I think this is a huge improvement in terms of more women standing for elections. This really shows that women have now come out of their shells to actually stand up for their rights and, most importantly, speak up for their rights as well.
Bolalava Vaya is a mother of two teenagers and a business owner of the 360 Galore boutique in the capital, Port Moresby.
Majority of the women who are standing for elections have a common goal, and that is to come back and support and represent their women folk in parliament, not only just in parliament, but to make changes down at the community level, empower every single woman in their household, within the community and a society as a whole.
She says she will vote for a candidate who supports women's health and well-being. As a Bilim weaver and ambassador in Goroka province, Florence Jaukai Kamel works with many rural women. Many of them are single mothers and widows that support their children on one income. She says winds of change are moving across the country.
The number of women that are participating and contesting in the national election is something that is huge. It's never been down on history with that number of women. And with what's going on, I'm just hoping and crossing fingers that at least some of the women will win from the electorates that they're representing.
She says the country needs more women to stand up and represent them.
All the issues that are going on around us, those are issues that women have to stand up and address it for us, because every time we expect a man to address those issues, some men do address it, but many do not. They just ignore it. They lie to us.
Back in Port Moresby, a doctor at the hospital, Dr. Mangu Kendino, is also applauding the female candidates. But she says they should have more ambitious plans to help all women prosper.
You know, one of the big things I would like to see, a push and advocacy for women in the professional space. Now, not only that, we have women in the informal sector. There are other measures that can be looking to specifically protect women. Things like, you know, maybe enforcement of tougher laws and measures for when we have things like domestic violence. And yes, so that women feel protected in a society.
Mm-hmm. And you feel that these candidates, obviously we can't talk about all of them, but some of these candidates at least are pushing for these things, or do you think they should do more?
Yeah, I think more should be done. I have not really heard anything explicit surrounding what I talked about already. So, yes, if that can be put on the agenda, that would really be a good thing.
A number of women candidates have stood in elections before, some of them successfully, but that number is small. Just 7 women won seats since PNG became independent in 1975, and there are none in the current parliament. In 2011, PNG's parliament passed a bill to create 22 reserved seats for women, but changes to allow it to happen were voted down. As a predominantly patriarchal society, Dr. Candino says it's hard to break traditional notions of leadership.
Leadership and hierarchy in our societies is mainly male-dominated. Yeah, so these are some of the complexities that actually not determine but influence how people would perceive what leadership is, and therefore would maybe be an influence as to how they actually vote.
Many women in academia, civil society and business have been encouraging more women to stand in the election and represent them. It's to be seen how successful they will be. But one thing is almost certain. Many of them will not give up trying to make a difference. Ms. Vaya again.
I'm just really impressed that we have more women standing for elections, and I hope to see even thousands, just like the men, in future to stand for elections. And I'm sure we'll give the men a run for their money.